Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. It's week 16, and the Patriots have another chance to clinch the AFC East and earn a playoff spot with a win over the Ravens in Baltimore. That means it's time for Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly to break down this week's matchup. It's time for 3 points with Perillo, presented by Putnam.
Tough loss for the Patriots down in Miami, but no time to worry about that. It's on to Baltimore, where the climate is probably going to be a little bit different. When you look at these Ravens, I know the Super Bowl hangover is a big factor, and Joe Flacco has certainly fallen into that with 17 interceptions. The Patriots just have to find a way to force a couple more. They have to take the football away. Right now, they're just hanging on defense. But in fairness to Flacco, he has been without a lot of his weapons from last year. Bolden was gone to San Francisco. Dennis Pitta was injured. Jacoby Jones was injured. Those guys are starting to come back now, and he's protecting the football a little bit better. But the Patriots just have to find a way to take it away. 17 interceptions is a lot. The Patriots haven't had any lately. That's a big factor in this game. Now, for the Patriots offensive, we know it's life without Gronkowski, and in the red zone, that was a problem last week against Miami, just 1 for 4 on touchdowns. I think one thing they need to do when they get down there is run the football a little bit more. And I think that means sort of closing your eyes and just hoping that Stephen Ridley can hold on to it. I think he is the best playmaker they have that's healthy out of that backfield, and they need to give him the ball near the goal line. Shane Vereen is not necessarily a power back. I think he's their best all-around runner, but Ridley is the best at the goal line. I think Josh McDaniels has to run the football from down and close. Last week, they tried to throw it in, and without Gronkowski, that was difficult. My final point dealing with the Ravens is special teams, and that's because Jacoby Jones is just really one of the most dynamic kick return men in all of football. I think this is a guy the Patriots are going to have to keep an eye on, and it would help if Steven Kostkowski could get back to the touchbacks that we've seen for most of the year. I don't know how cold it will be on Sunday afternoon in Baltimore, but the touchback would really help. Jones is just really dangerous. He had a big one against Minnesota, a big one the week before that against Pittsburgh, the famous one with Mike Tomlin got involved. And then last week in Detroit, he sets the stage for the game-winning field goal by getting that ensuing kickoff back to the 35-yard line. Jacoby Jones, just a dangerous threat, and right now maybe the most consistent offensive force that the Ravens have. Well, it didn't come out the way we wanted it to last week in Miami, but at least it was the kind of game that I kind of thought it was going to be heading into it. It was a low-scoring game, lower scoring than what we've seen. The Patriots just unfortunately couldn't make the plays at the end, and I think this is going to be a very similar kind of game, and I think it may end in a similar fashion. I think Baltimore right now is just playing with that heart of a champion. They're desperate to get in the playoffs. They have to win these games. If they win out, they control their own destiny. They can make the playoffs. The Patriots still looking to lock down that AFC East. This is going to be a very difficult game. They always are with the Ravens. Always physical, tough battles. Right now, Justin Tucker is, believe it or not, the hot kicker. Gostkowski has been great all season long. He had one misstep. Justin Tucker has just been a little bit better, a 61-yard game winner last week. I think he makes the difference in this game, and I think the Ravens come away with a 27-23 win. So if it unfolds that way, we'll have to wait possibly another week to lock down the AFC East.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.